One of the clear beneficiaries of NAFTA in these two decades has been the Mexican automobile industry. Ford, Nissan, Honda, and Audi are just some of the companies expanding production south of the border. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, it's all been part of a southern shift in North America over the last 40 years.
Mexico has had an auto industry since the 20s, but it really started getting big after NAFTA brought down many trade barriers between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
The transformation of the auto industry in Mexico as a result of NAFTA was nothing short of dramatic. It was, in fact, the biggest transformation of any industry in all three of our countries.
Gary Huffbauer is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, a think tank in Washington, D.C. Huffbauer says Mexico has grown in part because, well, it had the most room for growth.
Because if you go back to the pre-NAFTA era, the auto industry in Mexico was highly protected, and I mean highly protected. The production was quite small, and auto prices were two or three times higher than in the U.S.
Not only were the cars in Mexico more expensive, exporting or importing finished cars or parts was tough. Shipments got delayed at the border and were difficult to move around in an industry where, well, speed is of the essence. Jack Nerad is a vice president and industry analyst at Kelley Blue Book. He says NAFTA changed a lot of that.
The American car industry was really the U.S. car industry, and there was a separate car industry in Mexico and, to some extent, a separate car industry in Canada. And now the North American car industry is, in a lot of ways, one and the same.
So if you were a global automaker and you wanted to sell cars in North America, the most important market for autos, you had to take a hard look at Mexico. There was access to the U.S. market, and the lowest paid Mexican worker makes less in a day than the highest paid American worker does in an hour. So before NAFTA, there were only a handful of car makers. Now, there are nearly a dozen major automakers in Mexico, and add to that an explosion of suppliers. With all that, you might think U.S. car jobs would just move wholesale to Mexico.
What is not happening is we are not closing plants in the United States and moving them to Mexico.
Stephanie Brindley is an analyst with IHS Automotive. She says Mexico has actually grown its own auto industry by improving its infrastructure, its quality, and there's another reason. Other free trade agreements.
It's not just the North American Free Trade Agreement that allows trade between Mexico and Canada and the United States, but it's also some of Mexico's agreements with Europe and with Brazil and South America.
Many of the nearly 3 million cars a year that are produced in Mexico go to Europe and South America. While Mexico has come a long way, it still falls far behind the U.S. in productivity and, in many ways, quality. Jack Nerad with Kelley Blue Book says manufacturing autos in Mexico can still be a double-edged sword.
There are infrastructure problems. There are problems with crime, corruption, even sticking to contracts are a problem in Mexico. And so there are challenges there, certainly.
Nerad says NAFTA helped the Mexican auto industry reach its adolescence, and it's just going to keep on growing from there. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Culver City.